I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You used to call 1990s problems.
We're rolling.
Late night when you need high alley plum. 1990s problems.
I think we're rolling.
Late night hello alley plum.
Welcome to
1990s problems.
Special edition.
Christmas.
The movie and not the TV show is...
Jingle.
All...
the way.
Jingle all the way.
How many ways can you jingle?
Let's find out over the course of this hour's worth of nonsense.
Welcome to...
the Arnold Schwarzenegger's Power Hour.
It was an amazing tour de force. We've just watched it.
We are hot off the watching.
I feel pretty hot right now.
My eyes are steaming with Arnold.
Turbo fast.
It's an amazing piece of cinema. One of 1996. Is best Christmas films involving a very expensive toy.
Greed.
Corporate. Truly, this greed. Is one of the most 1990s things we've ever done.
I feel like it's, you know, it's got it all. Capitalism.
It tries to play off the fact that basically, if you haven't watched the film, go and watch the film. If you have watched
now.
The film.
Stop right now.
Stop.
Hammer time.
It's turbo time.
Good.
Go watch the film. Come back. Jingle All the Way, which, can I just, before we even begin,
please.
It's one of those movies where its title has absolutely no relevance.
None.
In any way, aside from, yes, it's set at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
To what we're dealing with. No one jingles.
No.
They don't jingle for a short period or a long period.
There's no
or in
way.
Any direction.
There's no way they jingle.
No. It jingles in no way.
It's opposite. Jingle. No way?
Yes. That.
That would be a better title, or more 90s title as well.
Arnold plays a character, a dad who works in a factory or as a businessman manager that keeps saying that everyone
classic.
Is my number one.
You're my number one customer.
Yeah.
We can count, by the way. Please keep a tally and let us know how many bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions you hear during the course of the episode.
Consider our tongues butcher's cleavers that chop up Arnold's otherwise perfect
dish. See you at the party, Richter. Doesn't happen this
way. Doesn't say that. No.
Doesn't say that.
This is one of those films where he doesn't call back to any other Arnold movies.
No.
He doesn't go, I'll be back in turbo time.
Yeah, I'll be back in... Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
No.
So, yes, he is a bad dad. He doesn't spend any time with his kid, who's played by young Anakin Skywalker from The Phantom Menace, Jake Lloyd.
This kid...
Tiny little winkle kid.
Has a history of absent fathers.
Yep, he has officially issues, Jake Lloyd.
He issues in acting?
Yes, but you know, you're young.
I mean, he gets liquored up, this guy. I think he's a TMZ one.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is this some allegedly? Should we drop some allegedly in?
Well, I'm pretty sure it could be allegedly because I could be getting my facts wrong.
Let's toss an allegedly. Allegedly? Put an asterisk on it.
Yeah.
Go look it up.
All right, we'll do.
Go to BuzzFeed and type in, where is Jake Lloyd now?
I'm sure there's one of them.
He's the kid, and basically,
Arnold's
wife says... Look, everything's going to be fine. You didn't turn up to your karate kids' karate lessons. That's fine. But you did get the toy, right? You got the Turbo Man toy? Because in this universe, the biggest toy ever is Turbo Man.
Turbo. Have you got a Turbo Man?
It's this quite a big doll, and it's covered in red plastic and leather and a gold hat and a visor, and he can fire little discs from his wrists, and he's got a boomerang, and he can fly with his jet rocket pack. And yada, 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 yada. It is archetypal superhero man.
Yeah.
The story of the film in its entirety, apart from the final 20-minute end, which is fantastically preposterous.
I mean, the whole film is ridiculous.
Is Arnold teaming up and then beating up Sinbad, who plays a postman, as they both desperately trying to find this toy for their kid, respectively. Yep. There is no toy to be found. They're all sold out.
And the reason we picked this quintessentially 90s program, also, I feel like, probably not, we didn't think about it, but I'm going to say we did.
Do it.
Don't tell anyone. We talked about, because it's a Christmas special, yes. Our last Christmas special, double header, that we did.
Double header.
You remember that when we did the mammoth?
How could I forget?
It's great.
It was about?
Toys.
Toys.
And what's this film about?
Arnold.
And those things.
And a drunk reindeer.
And drunk reindeer. I mean, nothing says Christmas like drunk reindeer.
The head of Balthazar on fire.
I thought it was a black Jesus for a minute.
It was not.
That would have been
one
amazing.
Of the three kings.
Imagine like there's like a Virgin by Madonna and Jingle All the Way are the two times they've alluded to it being black Jesus. Uncanny West as well.
It's so important in pop culture.
I think so.
It could be. Yeah.
Well, listen. God bless us.
So you start this movie with the kid,
yep.
Jake Lloyd, watching the real TV show.
He's watching, he's loving it. It's basically Power Rangers.
It's Power Rangers, but with a big superhero.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the Green Ranger.
Flies. And, stuff. And he has a sidekick called Booster.
Who's a pink dog.
This massive, giant saber-toothed tiger that's pink.
It's a saber-toothed tiger, is it?
Massive fangs. Tooths, even.
Teeth.
Welcome to the drunk hour of... We're recording this on Christmas Eve's Eve.
Here we are, aren't we? Like, not unlike the start of Jingle All the Way.
Yes! It's a tie-in!
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, he's doing all
Christmas
of this stuff.
Christmas Eve, he's
trying.
Right there.
He's trying to get, on Christmas Eve, this toy, and it doesn't exist.
Because why is he desperate to get this toy?
Because the love of his son is something that he can't achieve. He can't get his son's love anymore because he just cares
he's
about work.
He's too busy selling mattresses.
Because everyone is his number one customer.
Yeah, that's the joke there.
He's just an idiot father, and he gets trapped in traffic. He keeps accidentally bumping into this traffic cop.
He has a nightmare with him.
It's honestly just like a really lumpy chase sequence.
Any opportunity in this film for someone to just smash the shit out of something else?
Yeah, hit its head on a thing, fall over.
If you can...
At one point, Arnold, in a toy store, remote controls this remote control car.
Yeah.
Expertly, by the way,
he's
Arnold.
He's very good at it.
Expertly. So that Sinbad, the postman...
Look out.
Slips up on the thing.
Flat on his butt.
Flat on his back. Not on his
back. No, yeah.
Honestly,
avoids the coccyx.
It's vertebra-shatteringly bad. Like, it's honestly awful. He then looms over his face and goes, "Oh, poor baby." And then runs off.
Runs away. Fuck the postal service, that's why.
It's just... He's vicious.
You've been doing that all week with your postie.
I really have, yeah.
You've been getting out your...
TNT for the TNT.
Yeah.
It's been bad.
Every time you've been like, ooh, I'm not going to post. It's like, ooh, next day delivery. Don't think so.
Ding. On your back, love.
On your back. The falling away that I've only ever seen in this film and in Home Alone.
Oh, the slapstick. The heightened
like,
super
the bit
slapstick.
Where you like go vertical... Incorrect. Horizontal, in the air, and then you fall.
It's as if you're slipping
like perfectly horizontal.
It's
don't
like
know
a mega banana.
That. How do you do that in a film? What do they do?
Should we find out on a podcast?
Yeah. How did this? How did this get splayed?
Nice.
There we go.
So it's that kind of film where it has this heightened slapstick bullshit, but I think it's notorious for being notoriously bad.
Notorious.
Because it is.
Yeah.
It is. Jaw-droppingly awful.
So bad.
But it made a profit in the cinemas.
It made a lot of money.
This is
peak Arnie.
Yeah, he had done Twins and he'd done Junior. This was the fourth comedic one he'd done.
He'd done Kindergarten Cop.
There you go. So it's those three he'd done before.
Yeah.
And this was a hit. It was a Christmas hit. Despite the fact the film was shot in August in Minnesota and LA.
Classic places to shoot Christmas films.
Hot, sweaty, sticky
Warm. Weirdness.
This is a film that mixes really, really dark comedy. There's a repeated double-down joke about postal workers, A, being psychopaths.
I'm
going to
try and look it up. When it was
B,
in the 90s that postal...
threatening people
when
with
bombs.
When
did postal worker... There was, like, going postal.
So yeah, they play off the going postal thing twice, and at one point a bomb does actually go off. To call it in poor taste is stupid, because the film is just...
I mean, the whole film is...
redonkulous, but... So there's that. And there's another bit where there's a cabal, like a cartel of evil Santas.
Well, yeah.
Shop mall Santas that are headed by one of the Belushi brothers.
So here's the premise. Yeah, so we're beating around the bush here, but premise of the film, he's a bad dad.
Bad dad.
Turbo Man exists.
Correct.
Anakin Skywalker loves Turbo Man.
Yes.
He's like, I fucking love Turbo Man.
And he's great at karate because of midichlorians.
Yeah, Karate Kid. He smashes boxes. He says, the dad misses karate. He's like, Dad, I've asked Santa for Turbo Man. What has this absent father done? He's not got the present, has he?
He's not got the present because he's been too busy being other people's.
You ever let down as a child with requesting a present and then not getting it?
Yes, I once asked a Warhammer set.
Classic.
From Games Workshop.
Classic Plum.
And my dad, instead of getting me Warhammer 40,000, got me Epic 40,000.
What the fuck's that?
Epic is when you take Warhammer, which is already super nerdy,
yep,
and you miniaturize it. So it's in tiny,
I mean,
tiny,
it's already
tiny.
Very small, I think.
So it's already like thumb small.
Yeah.
And then it was thumbnail small. And it's loads of little buggers. And it was...
Why would you do that?
But do not walk into Games Workshop with the words, why would you do that?
No, but I mean, like, Epic. Why would you make... Why do you need it smaller?
Well,
why do you need something awkwardly smaller?
It's because you're zooming out. And so, essentially, if you're playing a game of... Say you're playing Shogun Total
physics.
War. Like,
you're zooming out.
No, but you're playing, like, in a game. You're playing, like, a game of, like, strategy where this army attacks
I'm
that
always
army.
Doing that, yeah.
And that's what Warhammer is.
Like that program, that advert that Arnie has now where he's doing that war game.
Oh, is he in, like, Clash of Kings, whatever it is?
For some reason, app developers are hiring...
Huge stars.
Who's that Mariah guy? Mariah Carey's in the...
James Corden and...
Oh, yeah, in the Star Wars trailers. Spoiler alert.
There you go.
You're going to see a shit advert before you see Star Wars.
Ban happen. Games are covering all sorts.
What's going
on?
We sound like two old men complaining about stuff. Eight.
What's going on, huh? I thought it was all these apps. What's going to be... Candy crushing? What's all that?
Well, in my day, we had Warhammer and it got smaller.
Ivy cartels trying to sell
me
some kind
of
crushing
candy.
So
you're playing Age of Empires?
So I'm blah, blah, blah. My dad got me he got me the wrong size thing, and I remember...
What did you do?
I remember my face physically contorting. I told him that he got it wrong.
Oh, immediately?
Yeah, I did immediately.
You're like, this isn't what I asked
for. No, not immediately. I paused and I went,
How old are you, about 21?
Nice. I was about 12,
too young,
maybe
too
11.
Young. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, that was a bad Christmas.
12, 11 years old.
But what I tried to do is I did that stupid thing of, no, I love it. I'll try and make it work.
I'll try and make it work.
And then I opened it. It was just as boring as I thought it was.
So how is it more boring if it's just smaller?
It just wasn't what you wanted.
Okay.
Like if
it
someone
sounds like
you'd
be a little bit ungrateful.
I was a brat. If you say to your dad, I really want a pair of Nike shoes,
yep,
and then he gives you New Balance, and they look kind of similar, what do you do?
I'd be like, oh, fuck's sake, Matt Ribeiro, drummer of Cheap Meat, is going to be telling me how great it is that these are made in the UK and that they're supporting other country workers and blah, blah, blah. That's what I'd think. I own a pair of New Balance. If I wanted Nike trainers, I'd be like...
I'll go buy some now.
Yeah,
from Argos or something.
Yeah, Argos, love... I mean, don't get me started on my Argos stories again.
They're sponsoring us this week. But, yes, we were all ungrateful brats. And
absolutely.
This kid isn't positioned as an ungrateful brat.
It's
all about Arnold being an arsehole.
Arnold's an arsehole, but this kid's annoying. He's classic 90s, like, they're the start of... Like, was the mid-90s... How are 96? How are we? We were probably that age.
Yeah. It was about that he was us. That's what was worrying.
Mm.
And I was desperate.
Seeing future.
I was desperately wanting some Games Workshop, but it was on the wrong side.
The next thing you know.
But this is a world, this is a film that tries to play off the whole, commercialism, tie-ins, this is all such awfulness, but then gives into it at the same time. This makes a joke out of the fact that he's eating Turbo Man cereal. He's watching the Turbo Man TV show. He wants the toy. He wants the gloves. He wants the hat. It's just like...
It's not like Power Rangers.
It's obviously heavily influenced. There are Power Ranger bad guys in it that look a lot like him, called the... Oh, I the Dementor's the bad guy, but like the demon team or something. Yeah. Demon
and
squad.
If you're listening to this now and you're like, Power Rangers, I don't know anything about that. Well, please pause the podcast.
And listen to our Sabrina the Teenage Witches. I mean,
Sabrina the Teenage Witches is a different show.
I'd watch it.
Which sounds like something I had probably in my mind as a teenager.
Naughty. But yeah, it's a film that's also best known, I think, for silly catchphrases from Arnold. It's like they've pulled his chain, like Turbo
they
Man.
They did, yeah.
And he's just issuing forth these ridiculous quotes.
Do you think
quotes.
That when your man...
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Ted from Next Door?
Who's Randy Cornfield.
Yeah, the Fox executive who wrote this.
Fox exec wrote this one.
And
put pen to paper.
But it was heavily rewritten and produced by Chris Columbus.
Now,
he's done all
was
sorts
that in
of...
between Discovering America or?
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Good, yeah?
I mean, he also made like dozens of films like this in the 90s.
Did
and
he?
2000s,
what yeah. did Columbus do?
Chris Columbus, allow me to get you the list out because he's a big stink.
The Earth Might Be Round.
He did a lot of a
America! I found it.
America! I found it. Shoes on
I'm
my
doing
feet.
More, doing more.
He did. Jokes there. Adventures in Babysitting, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Lost New York.
So this film is Home Alone.
Yeah, basically. Mrs. Doubtfire and the first two Harry Potters.
These are the first two Harry Potters.
Big time.
You're a wizard, Arnie.
He also wrote Gremlins and The Goonies.
This guy sounds like he's busy, huh?
Chris Columbus. He is a big deal. Anyway, yeah, so
Chris
this was a hit, show. Obviously, $129.8 million.
That's a lot of money.
And it cost $75 million to make. Wow. It is unbelievable, two-thirds of the way through the movie, to discover it cost that much movie money. Because in the final 20 minutes, it goes through the roof expensive.
They're like, you know
obviously,
what?
The movie just changes entirely.
It's like, you know when you go through an old wallet and you find 20 quid in it? Did they just do that with this film? They're like, guys, it's the last day of the... We've got one scene left to shoot.
We might as well spend the money.
You know what? Why don't we just stretch this out for 3 weeks?
You know what it's like? It's like the council going, look, we're getting given this much from the government to do bins.
Yeah. And then so that's why, you know, the roads are always re-tarmacked at the same time of year, aren't they?
Because they're like, sod it. Get them in. And it does feel a lot like you're watching roads getting re-tarmacked as you watch the final 20 minutes of this movie. Essentially, Arnold gets involved in a massive wintertainment parade where
classic.
He... totally accidentally gets mistaken for the guy who's going to play Turbo Man. And by the way, in this float, when you're playing Turbo Man, you're not just in a suit.
No.
You're in a suit that has a functioning boomerang.
Yep.
Not that you can have a non-functioning
one,
but anyway.
You could if you're not very good at throwing at it.
A functioning, like, disc shooter.
You can shoot the turbo discs.
And...
everything's got turbo. It's all prefaced by turbo, right?
That's right.
Turbo. Turbo rang.
Turbo foot.
Turbo rang is what I call my penis.
Turbo face.
Turbo face.
Turbo nose. Yeah, he also has the first, to my knowledge,
Turbo Wang
visual jetpack.
But very ill designed, if you ask me. It has flames that
I
come
do ask
directly.
You. Allow me to ask you.
Please.
Do you think it's well designed?
No,
the turbo pack?
I'll tell you why it's not.
Please do.
There's flames coming out of four places.
Yep.
Above the shoulders.
And close to the rectum.
Very close to the bum.
Yep.
Almost directly upon it.
Yep.
In a outfit made of rubber latex.
Yeah,
now,
quite melty material.
Quite a high, not high heat resistant.
No.
From my experience.
In your experience, wearing latex and...
whenever I put on a sexy
setting yourself
outfit,
on fire.
And I roll around in a fiery pit. This thing's a nightmare.
So a Wednesday then.
Oh, it was Turbo Wednesday. But yeah.
Technically,
point out to us by a fellow watcher that at the start of the program, we're jumping around here a little bit.
Who gives?
People are just watching this film. They're like, well, why aren't they talking about it? We'll talk about it in a minute.
We will.
At the start of the film is a man who is not Arnold Schwarzenegger wears the Turbo Man suit.
Yes.
Then at the end of the movie.
Bookending it.
Booking the ends. Arnie gets into the Turbo Man suit.
Yep.
How does he get into it? I went for a wee. I missed that bit.
He gets, essentially walks into the warehouse trying to find a toy.
He's still looking for the toy.
Still looking for the toy up until the very end. And this guy with a little Brit mic walks up to him and goes, "Hey, yeah, you're here, the replacement. Oh, that's such good news." The other guy obviously had the accident with the rehearsal, but we're so glad you're here. And then like a dozen, they make that joke. They go, "We had
the
a
last
flick,
guy.
He had a flicker of brain activity this morning." And I was like, "Ha ha ha." So they essentially sellotape him into the suit. It's like they slap and they kind of like drill it all onto him. And he's like, "What's going on?" Oi. And then suddenly he's Turbo Man and he gets shoved out into this parade and he's next to Booster, the big pink saber-tooth tiger.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
Waving and shaking and looking at stuff.
Yeah.
And he has a big toy to give to essentially any kid in the parade. It's like a big, it's a limited edition special super doll. And he's like, "Oh my God, I've got the doll."
Everyone's desperate to get
this
doll.
And he has to pick a kid. So he picks his son. Little does he know that Sinbad has got into the other suit.
Sinbad's
the bad guy.
Postal worker.
Yep, he's the bad postal worker who gets into the Dementor, i.e. the big bad guy. He's got
it's
a massive
like
exposed
good,
brain.
Good versus evil.
A little bit.
Like Harry Potter.
Like Harry Potter. And Home Alone. Except they're all evil on Home Alone, let's be honest. Mm. So, yeah, that's Vulcan. The final 20 minutes absolute...
A scene that took...
Bonkers.
How long did it take that scene to
take? You said it was 3 weeks.
3 weeks
took.
They shot. The final scene.
In LA.
What happens in that final scene?
Bleaching sun. They have a massive kind of like, it ostensibly
off.
Looks like a
It's like the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah. It's like a play fight, but essentially it's not a play fight because Sinbad really wants this toy seriously bad.
And also a callback to some of Arnold's earlier work.
Oh, there was some. Go on.
Anakin Skywalker.
Yep. Jake Lloyd.
He's climbing up a high thing.
Go on.
At the climax of Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, really?
A young child climbs up a electrical pylon, a high thing. Arnold Schwarzenegger has to go and rescue him.
Does he wear a slightly flame retardant suit?
Yeah, he does.
He does. That's
he's dressed in his Mr. Freeze costume.
That's an incredible.
Which is the film he made after this? Somebody saw him as an action hero, superhero, and we're like,
he looks good in
Joel
big, bright
Schumacher.
Colors. He got paid $20 million for this film.
Well, good. Thank goodness.
So $20 million out of $75 million is a lot of million by anyone's money.
And I made
129.
So it sounds like we're getting 108.
But yeah, this movie is very well known for its ridiculous quotes. Some of them are a joy to watch in
there
context.
And so obviously all this is happening. He's fucking around getting this reindeer. Not reindeer. Correction. I've got my two plot lines confused there.
Go on.
He's trying to get Turbo Man.
Yep.
Meanwhile, there's a neighbor.
Yes. This is earlier on in the film. Yes.
What,
he's called Ted.
Ted. He refers to himself in the third person.
A concurrent plot is that Ted is the next door neighbor.
Ted.
He's sleazing on his wife, on Arnold's wife.
Yep.
And he does it not in the lechery, yes, you're very good looking, I like you away. He does it in the obsequious, smiley, happy let me rub your back,
he's
gross
a super
guy.
Dad.
Super dad.
Or so he thinks.
Yep.
He buys his son the presents early.
I've just realised who Turbo Man is. Turbo Man is Arnold O'Hanlon in that superhero sitcom called My Hero. It's the same thing. It's that same cheesy, fake superhero crap. Anyway, yes, Ted, next door neighbor.
Ted's next door neighbor.
Who speaks like this? Come around for my eggnog.
Do you know anyone like that? Did you have a friend like lechy dad? Probably be me,
aside
wouldn't
from
it?
You?
Yeah.
Who, sounds like me, doesn't who it? Does that kind of shit-eating grin thing? Okay. Hi, yeah, good to see you.
Because like growing up, did you have any neighbors like that? I didn't.
No, I lived in the mean streets of Reading, so... We can't move for them. Hiya! Do you want directions to the Oracle? I'll show you.
No, they mean their butthole.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Oracle of Delphi.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of Greek
not
secrets.
The software program. Oracle, isn't it? That's why it's called the Oracle.
Which,
Oracle
ironically, is actually also, that company is based in Reading.
Which is a butthole.
You're enjoying...
I hate Reading.
Berkshire's butthole. No, you're enjoying the Oracle
probably.
Podcast.
The Oracle, sponsored by Oracle. Oracle for software that you don't know what it does. That's pretty much what
that you need. Yes, Ted, next door neighbor.
He's sleazy.
Suck up, sleazy. And
he's giving back massages.
He goes round.
He's trying to
Arnold's house.
Get his end away.
Yeah,
Arnold's wife.
And he's like, let me help you. Why don't you go upstairs and have a bath?
Rita Wilson.
I'll cook these cookies. By the way,
Tom Hanks' wife.
Rita Wilson, this lovely lady, when she's making her cookies, has one mitt the right way round and one mitt the wrong way
around. She's having a terrible time. She's stressed out.
The husband's not there. We've all been there.
The child's playing. She doesn't know if the present's coming.
Oh, shoot.
Next thing you know, I've barely managed to put my trousers on the right way around today. Christmas Eve Eve.
I was impressed you were wearing any clothes.
Thank you.
Arnold calls up halfway through this trial full and tribulation full
nightmare
of a shopping experience to just check up on his wife.
Check in.
Because he's a good guy. Kind of.
You're my number one customer.
You're my number one wife. Calls up, and of course it's Ted.
And he's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger residence.
Hi, Arnie's house. And it's essentially Arnold loses his ship.
He loses it.
Right, all over him.
Pissed off.
And he's like, these cookies. Because they're halfway through. He's halfway cooking the cookies. And the noises this actor makes, we've got to look him up. He is so funny in this film. Honestly, I find him very, very funny. But he makes these orgasmic noises as he eats the cookies. Which sound like Chewy having a fantastic bowel movement.
It does, yeah. Go and do it. You were doing a good impression before. We had video feed. It's great.
Chewy, we're home. And then he'll say something like, these cookies are delicious.
These sugar cookies are to die for.
You might know the Arnold Jingle All the Way Megamix mashup, where essentially some clever person with a computer mashed up all the most iconic quotes from Jingle All the Way into a handy rap track.
Have you got it there?
I'm going to look it up for you now. But it's one of those quotes is from this phone conversation Arnold says, in this really weird cut in the edit, he jumps to anger.
There's a lot of weird edit. They cut it very quickly in scenes because it wasn't funny. So what take?
Put that one in.
Yeah. Chop it in. And like any bits of Sinbad where he's being crazy.
Yes, the improv gets chopped up badly.
Apparently Arnold Schwarzenegger improvised a lot of his lines. I can't imagine what it would be like to improvise with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I can.
Yeah?
Do you want to hear the Put the Cookie Down remix? Because the line he does shout is... Just going to jump it to another bit, which isn't Please put the cookie down.
I mean,
bear with us, ladies and gents. This is a 2-minute track as well. Anyway, it's YouTube Gold. It is by...
Go and give some shout out.
BB Nana. And it has had 1,468,000 views.
Classic.
It is a huge deal. And obviously this scene of... Oh, that cookie! Is probably better known than the film itself.
He goes, oh, Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
Oh.
Scumbag.
So that's one big line, put the cookie down. And the
put
other one
the cookie
is,
down.
Oh, poor baby, as we alluded to earlier. And it's turbo time is the catchphrase for Turbo Man. And when Arnie says it at the final, like, denouement, the third act, spectaculaire.
Where?
He just shouts, it's turbo time.
That's great.
Except in his own accent.
It's amazing, Arnold Schwarzenegger's accent. Just gonna say that
it just is. Like, I think let's give that some pause.
Like, people have just there's not many people that they're like actors when they do roles will kind of talk differently or change how they sound.
Him and Jason Statham,
they're like,
just go
committed. They're like,
this is it.
This is what you get. Come on down.
Suck it.
Suck a fucking muffler.
This is how it's going to be.
Put the cookie down. This is how I talk. Apart from not that, because that's a terrible accent.
And this also just doesn't explain. There's one bit where Sinbad says, hey man, you know what it was like being, you know, those toys. You really wanted that toy when you were a kid. And it's like, no, he doesn't. He's from Austria.
He was wrestling. I don't know what he was doing. Bodybuilding.
By the way, this Myron character, the postman, was originally earmarked, then done by Sinbad, was originally marked for Joe Pesci in a kind of like Home Alone connection. Yes. But he, for some reason, ended up not taking the role.
He's too short.
They wanted somebody who was more Arnold's size, but no one's ever really Arnold's
size. Well, there's only one person bigger than Arnold's size, and that's during the scene where, again...
Oh, please explain this scene, Ross. From the top, please explain what you're about to explain in full.
You're in a mall.
I'm in a mall.
You've already tried one toy shop.
Yes.
You get wind.
And then you...
You know what?
You deal with that.
Yep. You deal with the wind. You also get wind that there's some toys coming in stock downtown at the Mall of America. So you hop in. Your car. You put it in reverse. Run over a policeman's motorbike.
We're always doing that.
He sees it, he gets annoyed. Anyway, you don't see what happens there because if they did, it would have shown him having yet another boring altercation with this police officer.
It's thoroughly dull.
Get to the Mall of America. There's a big queue. They do a lottery. Now, when you do a lottery, Ali, what do you give out to make sure people, like, you know, like a ticket? What kind of sort of thing would you give out for a ticket?
Maybe a raffle ticket.
Like a raffle ticket. Perhaps you'd give out like a some sort of token.
Yes, it might be a little plastic disc, perhaps.
A disc. Maybe one of those small Warhammer things. Yes.
Yeah, an epic 40,000.
You got those lying around.
Yeah, I literally
don't want them anymore. You don't want them anymore. You put
a number on
them. Off we go. But what they do in this film is they put bouncy balls out.
Because what you do is you take a bouncy ball, you take a Sharpie, then you write a number on it,
and you hand it
to a crowd of bloodthirsty maniacs. People.
And every scene in this film where there's a crowd scene is trampling, just kind of humanity's worst is shown. Like, it's just everyone's vicious, vile, disgusting.
Materialist assholes.
Yeah. So they...
The ball bounces.
Sinbad gets two.
Well, he gets one, but Arnold says there's two. Anyway.
There's two. So everyone goes after him. This ball bounces all over the mall. Cut to Arnold Schwarzenegger running down escalators, running through a lift, jumping over onto a piano. Now, he jumps on a piano. I swear they filmed a scene where the piano collapses and they were like, it's too much.
Yeah.
Because he jumps on this piano and it kind of starts to give and they're like, yeah, fuck it. Come on.
Move on.
Cut.
We've got to get Arnold through this slip and slide. What to get
Arnold Schwarzenegger into a children's playground where
a kid picks up a ball.
This like really odd shaped child.
Odd shaped.
It's got like a big head.
I'm sure the child grew up to be a beauty, but at this moment looks a little bit gangly.
Yeah. Gangly kids running around. Arnie's after it.
Arnie's genuinely crawling through tubes.
He's crawling through tubes. He goes down the slide. He's into the ball pit and he tries to do a trade off with his child.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll give you this shiny red ball. For your ball. Then the mother is like, you pervert, you're sick. Hits him with her handbag like she's in a 1950s film.
Get out of it!
Then about 100 women are coming to attack him.
Yeah, you get the classic, you pervert!
Like, so many women attack him. Have you ever been hit by a handbag?
Great question. I must have told you the story when I've been punched in the face by a woman.
No!
Right. Let me tell you the story.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho! It's Christmas Eve Eve, and
Christmas
Ali's
face punch.
He's cracking.
Was it at Christmas you got punched by it?
Nope. Summer.
I never got punched in the face by a girl. I got bullied by girls when I was a child.
Have you been hit in the face by a woman? Have you been hit on the back with a bag?
I feel like I've angered lots of people in my life.
Tell me, brother. Tell me specifics of,
you know, sometimes. Like me and Sinbad, we drink a lot of coffee with whiskey in it.
Sure.
So you forget things.
Of course.
But do I have been hit by a handbag? No. People get hit in the face a lot in this film as well. People get thrown at them.
Also, they run into walls and into door frames.
Any opportunity to hit.
It's very Wile E. Coyote. It's very slapstick, very delicious. But my story of getting hit in the face is that please. One summer evening, bit worse for it, where sure. round a campfire, a flame, warm, drunk, happy group of friends, and one friend accidentally, as they were shunting around their chair, like kind of elbowed me a bit, or like hit me right. slightly. And she's, right. she's
leave it out.
Should I mention her name?
Sure.
Mm.
Who is this SOB?
I won't say. She's okay. very nice. I do like her.
Sure.
But she is... I never know what the right word is, but she's like... She's very feisty. I hate that word, but she's very feisty. And she like accidentally clubbed me a little bit and was like,
yep.
I'm so sorry. Like, I'm really sorry. You know what? I'm gonna just... I want you to just slap me in the face and... we'll call it quits. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what's going on here?
And she's like, no, it's only fair. I hit you, you hit me. And I'm like,
did you hit her?
I'm like, I'm quite drunk. What the hell
sure.
is going on?
Smack.
So I go, are you sure? I mean, like, she's like, no, I want you to hit me. Just like, just give me a little hit and then we'll be square. I go, okay. So needless to say, I pulled up my hand and I clonked her in an absolute stars coming out of her mouth. Amazing thunderclap. Super smack. I have never connected so strongly with anything in my life. I've never opened a bottle of beer this swiftly. I've never put on my shoes this well. This is just like, I've never done anything as well as this right. on accident.
That's
so it. I properly clack her and right. the whole campfire is looking at me going, oh.
What's, but I don't understand. So you better look it up. You're what a young man, you'd be silly.
What I was planning on doing is just like a little tap.
Yeah.
But she, like that, exactly. Like that.
Yeah, like this.
Mmm, well, these cookies are too. Yeah. And instead, I properly clonked.
You Friday Night Lights to her?
It was not. I immediately just went, I am so sorry. But before I could.
I am so sorry.
Before I could even say sorry, she'd punched me in right, the face.
Right. Well, okay.
She had properly to my, like on my face, to the bone.
Boom.
Just thumped
right.
me.
Good night.
Yeah.
Did you fall down?
Yeah, of course. To call my slap a sucker slap yeah. is, you know, you
one
could.
Thing.
She did literally ask for it, but that was a sucker punch. I was down.
Was a sucker punch.
I was wasted and down. And then
listen,
it was just,
there.
It was just.
That was it.
It was just bananas.
Wow.
Yeah. And then.
And then what happened at the rest of the party? Everyone's still hanging around. They're like, what the fuck just happened? Did they leave?
You know, obviously I woke up.
You pick up.
Up
your bottles of White Lightning and you leave? Or?
It was a bit White Lightning-y, actually. I just sat up and just went, what the hell happened there? And she was like, what the fuck, you hit me? Why did you hit me? And I was like...
Did you ask me?
You literally...
Begged?
What? Beg is strong.
In a court of law, do you think it would stand up?
She was insistent.
Well...
I'll say that much. So yeah, that's my being punched in the face by a woman story. She did not hold a handbag at any point as she did it.
But if she had, perhaps we would have gone off a little later.
For the sake... Yeah, that's true. For the sake of a story, I will see if I can get hit by a person, male or female, with a handbag over the course of this Christmas period.
Well, if you've ever been hit by a handbag...
Email in.
Email us at 1990spodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us, 1990spodcast at... That's it. At 1990spodcast. Flip that at to the front.
There you go.
I've not been hit. But yeah, so he gets... We're talking about that. Talking about the thing.
Anyway, you're telling me about how this ball gets lost.
The ball gets
in the
lost.
Thing.
He bounces around.
He then stumbles. Arnold stumbles around the mall and meets.
He meets Santa Claus.
Jim Belushi as Santa.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Santas. There is something amazing in this film that you will not see in any other movie ever.
Also,
tell me about the Santas.
I'm pretty sure it's Farm Boy from Sabrina is Santa's little helper.
The diminutive gentleman.
The little person is the PC term.
That's
Little person, farm boy. Harvey is not in the film.
Oh, he's in his car.
Harvey. He's probably Comedy. In the, one of the 300 traffic jams.
Around Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis. The Twin Cities.
The Twin Cities.
Is that Minneapolis?
Yep.
Anyway, a lot of traffic. They're having a fucking tough time. But they say to him, hey, you're after Turbo Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And they whip out The Elf whips a Polaroid. Out a Polaroid showing Turbo Man and today's date, the newspaper of today.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if you want Turbo Man.
This photo was taken this morning.
If you want Turbo Man, come with us.
So obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger says desperate man, desperate measures. They don't have their own transport, so they have to give him a lift.
It's so it's honestly ridiculous.
Takes them to a factory.
Like a warehouse out west.
West Minneapolis, born and raised. They go to the factory. There's a drunken man dressed as Santa Claus. And then they go into this factory.
And by the way, to get in, you have to tell the password, which is Jingle Bells Batman Smells. Because there's a Santa on the front.
Ironically,
door.
He was in the Batman film after this. Yeah, so he gets in.
This joke is delicious.
Oh, that trivia is delicious.
trivial.
Goes in.
Put the trivia down.
Goes in. There's sort of giant teddy bears, like that you only see at fairgrounds being made.
Hoisted up and down.
Like lynched.
There's like
a teddy bear lynching.
Of Santas. Dozens and dozens.
Elves. Elderly women dressed as elves.
Lady Santas.
The Lady Santas.
Santarettes.
The Santarettes are there.
Mm-hmm.
The backing band. They're making tat. Absolute tat.
It's a tat fact.
It's a tat fact. Yeah. So they go there.
And one of your favourite people in the history of the WWE.
The Big Show.
Is a Santa.
He's a giant Santa.
This factory.
So basically it all turns sour. It turns out he gets
He's been selling
He's been sold a Spanish Turbo Man, which would be...
A Mexican Turbo Man? That speaks Spanish?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what Turbo Man in Spanish would be.
Turbo Man?
El Turbo Man.
It's that, basically.
Hombre. El Turbo... Anyway... No, you're just shaking your head.
It's
at me.
A no for me.
Not so good on the reference. $300 for this fake Turbo Man. He's furious. Arnold's furious.
And I would point out that this guy, Jim Belushi, goes, "Do you want to be starting, son? And do you want to be starting, son?
And
it's
don't
like, look,
play
I know you've
music.
Got all of your mates around here. I appreciate that you've got like dozens of Santa buddies.
Loads of them.
But this is. The former Mr. Universe. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You'll be messing around with him.
And you are fronting with...
You're fronting the Swartz?
With Arnold. Are you having...
Nine.
A laugh.
This is a bad idea.
So essentially Arnold has to mano a mano with 13,000
Everyone. Santas. I haven't stood in those situations. I've never owned a factory. Nor have I ever owned a factory that creates fake, dodgy goods.
Yeah.
If I did run a racket such as that,
yep.
And some shit went down,
yep.
I'd absolutely be like, if one guy comes in and starts running his fucking trap, he's guessed the secret password that references Batman, he's come in, he's paid cash for the fake item, and then he's complained, don't individually take turns to assault this man. Smash him at once.
Swarm.
Every single one of you Santa motherfuckers, what am I paying you for? You're getting paid cash in hand. No questions asked.
Up
it's
the
Christmas.
Santee. Get on him.
Smash him up. But they all take turns. Madness. The Big Show comes up. The only man they can find bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Fair.
They punch him in the stomach hundreds of times. Ironically, Jingle All the Way 2 is produced by the WWE Studios.
Yep. Jingle All the Way starring... Jingle All the Way 2 starring...
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yep. WWE's finest work with 20th Century Fox.
And also Santino Marella, who is a wrestler I don't know about. Anyway. Then the police come.
Naturally, want to break up this shit. But the punch-off between the Big Show and Arnold is quite fun, because he is thumping the Big Show's stomach.
Yeah.
And then the Big Show punches Arnold, or tries to, but accidentally hits a little person that's sitting on his head.
That's
and
right.
The little person...
I think it's Vern Troy. Is it Vern Troy?
Flies.
Yeah.
Across the room, like
flies. Well, I should say the fight starts not with a punch, because everyone's calling on Schwarzenegger chicken.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He pulls Jim Belushi's beard, pulls it right back. It hits Jim Belushi in the face with such force that he does a back. He flies.
He's like a
tenpin
bowl.
Flips.
Yeah.
He spins around and bangs his head on the thing.
Have you ever been in a fracas?
Have I been in a fight?
Have you ever had...
No, I've not been in a fight since I was like 11 or 12.
What was your fight move back then?
Fight move?
Was it a foot stomp?
No, I used to like get low.
Get low.
My fight move was get the shit kicked out of me.
Quick, they won't see this coming. Quick, kick yourself. Punch the face. Your own face.
Yeah. Listen to the Beatles. Think about things, which I'll be able to do from tonight on our streaming platforms.
Yes, that's interesting,
exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, what are you doing listening to this? Go and listen to the Beatles.
Exactly, yeah, turn this off.
I mean, I know this is
I wonder
free.
If anyone's getting like an iPod. No, you can't buy iPod. iPod Touch. Yeah, Christmas morning, you get an iPod Touch, you download this.
I bought my lady person friend an iPod Touch so she can run with
it. You've got to say sorry if you fucking whacked her in the face a few times.
I don't know.
Taking a few rounds of the building.
You say that, mate. You say that, mate. I'm a respectable man.
Yeah, of course.
It was a one-time only, very weird situation. Anyway.
Yep.
There's a massive fight with Santa's and the
Santa's.
The police,
and the police come. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But I love that
he's
scene.
Like, shit, I'm about to get arrested.
It is just unbelievable. A lot of the rest of this film is him in a car driving somewhere. Yeah. A lot of the rest of this film is him walking up into a shop and queuing.
Great cassette player, by the way, in this
it's
car.
It's just so boring. Like, a lot of this
nothing
film
happens.
Is really dull. And that has this flashpoints of, what am I watching?
And then 20 minutes of all the money in the world we've spent.
Yeah. Like this incredible Macy's Day Parade. Do you want another trivia thing that we should
go
put
on.
Down?
Yep, hit me. With
so the Wintertainment Parade was filmed at Universal Studios Los Angeles in the middle of May, right? But there is a real winter-type parade in Minneapolis, and it goes like this. Minneapolis. Do you want to see these Minneapolis? Minneapolis does have a winter parade every year during the Christmas season. It's known as the Holly Dazzle Parade.
Sure.
But it's held in the evening and not in the middle of the day as shown in the movie. I just want to say that I love the word Holly Dazzle.
Holly Dazzle.
Holly Dazzle.
Happy Holly Dazzles.
I like Holly Dazzle. Can this be our special Holly Dazzle podcast?
Dance the marimba with Holly Dazzle. She's fantastic hips.
That's another fun fact.
Also, the weatherman during the Macy's Day Parade is called
Gale Force. That's the level of comedy we're dealing with here, guys. Also, this is a film where once Arnold essentially succumbs to the ultimate crime in the whole of this thing, he goes around to Ted's house earlier on.
Would you say that's the ultimate crime, or would you say being part of a terrorist attack in a radio station is the ultimate crime?
That's such a tough call.
Oh, you work at radio now. No, never mind. I'll abandon ship.
I don't understand how that happened. I don't understand how that got through the script stage. I don't understand it. But essentially, Sinbad threatens a radio station with a fake package.
I looked it up. So it was a postal officer. He's gone crazy. First one was 1993. So it's 3 years after.
Going postal was a thing.
And,
when he went Newman.
Yeah, right. Full Newman. And also Happy Festivus, everyone.
Happy Festivus, of course. And it's Christmas Eve. It is definitely the time to air some grievances and dance around the festivals pole.
But yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, what you mean at all? It's so just like, what's going on?
But basically, I want to get to the point of the fact that Arnold, in his moment of weakness, when his wife and his kid have gone to this parade...
Broken.
Ted, his ultimate enemy, has gone with his wife.
That cookie munching motherfucker.
He can't get a bloody toy doll, and he accidentally sets this guy's house on fire, breaks his window, and burns the head of Balthazar.
And he punches a reindeer in the face.
The reindeer attacks him.
Then proceeds to get it drunk.
It is the worst doll toy thing ever. He gets a few beers on the go, then
a few brewskis.
Then he gives the bloody reindeer some beer.
Pours one out for his fucking reindeer bros.
I just... What?
If you... Santa comes. What do you used to leave out for Santa?
Carrot.
Classic. Hummus.
Halloumi.
Sure.
Brioche bun.
Yeah.
Oregano.
Ooh. You're saying,
coriander.
Mm-hmm. Just herbs.
Herbs. Spices.
Herbs. Spices.
Toenail clippings.
Oh.
Dog chocolates.
Yeah.
Half a severed hand.
Oh, it's getting dark now.
And a bottle of whiskey that's only just been lit.
just been lit with a paper towel in it.
Yep. I leave Santa a Molotov cocktail over Christmas.
Merry.
Ho ho ho.
No. Anyway. Well.
Yeah, that's what I do. What
Arnold Schwarzenegger breaks into his neighbor's house.
What do you leave out for Christmas?
Have you ever broken into a house?
Have I ever broken into a house?
He breaks into his house. I know, yeah. Breaks into this guy's house with my favorite. I was so convinced this would work as a kid.
I've broken into a house.
With a credit card?
No. I climbed up a drain pipe and then through the bathroom window.
Oh, you were trapped outside.
Yep. I was on the run because I'd punched someone.
Sure, you gotta run away.
You gotta run.
No, I remember first watching The Naked Gun.
Great film.
Leslie Nielsen.
I love LA.
Leslie Nielsen trying to and that's where I first saw the credit card used to unlock a door.
Hmm.
You remember this?
Yeah.
I was so convinced that you could just get into any door with a credit card that when I first got my first Solo. Do you remember Solo?
Yes, I do, and you couldn't get it out of certain bank machines.
That's right.
Good yawning, sir.
Thank you.
You wrap those teeth around that mic.
Ah. Solo.
We love you guys. Happy Christmas. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Thank you so much for listening.
We love
you. And all your kind tweets. Thanks for... we had a t-shirt design. If I thought anyone would buy them, I would get them printed.
God bless Mama.
If you would buy an I Know His Problems t-shirt.
Yes? You talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Well, I have to pay for several to get printed up.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Where's the one?
Next question. Hoodie? Yes.
Liam Smith made some fucking rad t-shirts. Did I show you them?
No, let's have a look.
This is great.
This is on-air approval or disapproval of this design. That is...
It's amazing.
Unbelievably good.
It's a black t-shirt. We'll post it. If you guys like it, maybe we'll get
this is made. Just the best Christmas present ever.
Isn't it? Yeah, Liam Smith. It's a black t-shirt with
I think
a
on Christmas
cat
Eve
and a
we
hat,
might have missed a good selling period.
Stay witchy pitches. Stay witchy pitches. This is a typo, which I guess I'll let Liam
stay bitchy witches.
Yeah, stay witchy bitches. We'll probably get this made once that Radio 1 money is rolling in, Ali. Because as you listeners know, Alistair Plum.
That's me.
Is now.
Well, I'm soon to be.
Soon to be.
Radio 1's film critic.
Which?
Radio 1 and One Extra's film critic, I am.
And it's all thanks to the hours and hours of podcasting that we've done to submit the reel.
Yeah, essentially, this was my submission
too. We nailed it.
Yeah, pretty crazy, guys.
But, yeah, well, congratulations, Ali.
Thank you very much. I'm still not fully aware that it's actually happened. It's kind of nuts. But it's awesome, and please do listen. And thank you for listening to this.
Thank you.
And I'm all kinds of humble and brilliant at the same
Goodbye.
Time. Goodbye. Ta-ra.
Yeah, yes. We were talking about he's broken into the house. He's trying to break in with a credit card.
Yes.
Works. So annoyed because I've never been able to get that to work.
But unfortunately, his guard reindeer was there.
Guard reindeer, which was brought in just because Ted just wanted to show the kids a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
So this reindeer is part reindeer, part animatronics.
It is a puppet.
It's a puppet.
But
it's not a real reindeer?
I think it's a puppet.
He looks so angry. There's a reindeer cam in the film where you have like a weird fisheye with from a blow perspective. It's good.
It's so you can get that extra good punchy shot.
Yeah. One thing I've thought the whole time watching this, if only Arnold Schwarzenegger had access to eBay.
Or a mobile phone or anything.
Or a mobile phone. Like the moment now... Like of a hot, like BB-8.
BB-8, great example. BB-8.
Everyone wants BB-8.
Yep.
Well, you can probably get one of
them. Off the Star Trek.
Yeah.
Get ready for me, Radio 1.
BB-8. If I want a BB-8, I go on Amazon.
Easily my favourite Wookiee.
I can get it by Sunday.
You can get it by Sunday. Express
gotta
deliver.
Sunday. I got Amazon Prime.
You can get it droned to your house.
Yeah, sure thing. Back in the day...
Ain't got none of that.
Forget about it. What, are you going walking around Toys R Us like an idiot?
In the 90s, I'm going to explain something to you that will really... This will really be like a BuzzFeed list that will blast your mind out through your head.
How many things are there?
Two.
Okay, it's a short BuzzFeed list. Go on.
Sometimes they're just good. In the early 90s,
yep,
there were things called shops. And they were housed, a lot of them actually, were housed in malls. And when you wanted a thing... like
shopping centres for the...
Yeah, you could say that. You can call them that. If you wanted to own a thing,
Yeah, how do I do that?
You had to take your door cracking device, you might call it a credit card.
Yeah.
To one of these malls or shops.
Yeah.
And I think, was it swapping? You had to swap them? Right, anyway, right. You had to give someone a card for a period.
Oh, okay.
They'd give it back to you. You might have to scribble something, and then you got your thing.
But you write them a check.
You had to physically go.
I'm not into that. I stay at home.
Listen now, of course, you know, I get food teleported into my mouth.
Yeah.
And the idea of needing to physically move in any fashion.
Disgusting.
Repulses me. A lot like that bit in the final bit of this movie where you see Arnold in the Turbo Man suit.
You could say you're repulsed.
Crotch thrust thing.
He's dancing around like a sexy man. You were probably as repulsed as a reindeer after six brewskis.
That's a drunk reindeer.
That's
That's a drunk Arnold who then goes and becomes Turbo Man and
flies
saves the day.
Around, drives his car, drunk drives.
Totally kegged.
Fucking lick it up.
Some crazy stuff.
I mean, and that's it, really.
Is that it? Let me say this to you.
I feel like, it feels like it's a lot.
Can I ask you a question?
Please do.
Christmas time, when do you open your presents?
Were you one of those kids that opened like one on Christmas Eve? I hated those kids.
I was not that
you
kid.
You were allowed to open one on Christmas Eve?
No. Let's see. It's like before you... Before you judge an imaginary person. I don't believe
it. I knew those people.
Were you those people?
No, not at all. Okay. It's Christmas. You open it on Christmas.
You're going to be surprised what my tradition is.
Is it like, oh, we open things on a...
No. Let's see. What's yours? What's your tradition?
We don't have anything.
So you wake up in the morning, it's like, give me the shit.
Yeah.
So you get up early and open all the stuff and go home. Go to bed.
Yeah. I'll get up early.
7 o'clock.
Open my presents. Go back to bed because I've just come out
of your hidey hole.
I have to get up really early to open the things that I didn't ask for.
Like Turbo Man.
Turbo Man didn't come.
Shoot.
So I'm back to bed. Sleep it off.
So your parents didn't even get to see your face when you open the present.
No. We all get up. We wake up. Now, as a older man, I get up at like 6, 7 a.m.
Do you?
Back then, no, I don't. What time do you get up Christmas Day?
About the same. But what we have is...
What do you do? Come on,
tradition is that we have a stocking, and that's just full of like dental hygiene equipment and tangerines.
Dental hygiene equipment.
And then my mum stuffs my stockings.
Is it a good deal? Did you go wholesale for that?
I have no idea. It's full of dental sticks. It's full of toothbrushes and flosses or whatever. Because she knows I'm going to go absolutely flipping loco on chocolate. She's a nurse. That's what she does.
Oh, she's a nurse. Okay.
She's wonderful.
You saved that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's full of tangerines.
It's full of tangerines. And then lots of chocolates too and other knickknacks. So that's what we get when we wake up.
Good morning.
To wait until after lunch and then after the Queen's speech, which we all watch together, then we open the presents.
Nightmare.
In front of each other.
I hate that as well. When you get a present and everyone's looking at you like, oh.
Ooh.
Such a strange thing.
Yeah, but then if I get you a really cool present, and I'm sure I've done that once or twice.
Look on my face.
I want to see the look of crushing disappointment as I realise that it wasn't what you wanted.
These are too small for my large, manly hands.
I don't want condoms, Mum. Throw it in the face.
Throw it in the face. Slap.
I don't like them ribbed.
Oh, you open one up and just swish it around
your face. Just twang it at the ceiling. Not again, Mum. Is this like bloody Epic 40,000 and Warhammer 40,000 over again?
These aren't epic enough.
These won't fit my Warhammer.
This won't fit on my Warhammer. That's a good
one. You know when I said dental stuff?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, by teeth, I mean penis.
No,
I don't...
No comment.
We don't do anything like that.
We had to watch the Queen's speech. And this year, I'm not...
Do you remember any of the good ones?
Oh, whoa. There was a great one when she said something about the armed forces. She talked about the armed forces.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Go on.
I think she talked about the army at one point.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Well, good on her.
Yeah, that was not... That was not yet. To be honest, I don't think I could start as good a one as she's got.
I watched the whole Queen's speech.
To be fair, they are quite long.
I don't know.
Get the box, mate. In fact, if you get them on Netflix, you can just like...
Just binge watch them? Yeah, I love to binge watch.
Yeah, I love to binge.
Binge
on the quinge. You know she's got her own Marvel series coming up.
Really?
Yep.
A spin-off.
Yep.
She's like
Jessica Jones and Queenie meet, kind of like team up.
Like two corgis, like turn into, they like, with her corgis, she can like send them off into other places, and then whatever the corgis see, she sees.
They're robots. Yep.
Corgbots.
Corgbots. Yes, they're corgbots. Yes.
Robies. No.
They're also, also trained to fix any gas-powered boilers.
What a joy. But yeah, okay. But so traditions, though. Every time I talk about Christmas people, I sound like the most just like grumpy, miserable person.
Agreed.
Well, it's because I am.
Agreed.
But we just, I love, you know, I had a wonderful childhood.
But as I can see now.
You wake up, you open your presents, and you knock about. What are you doing after that?
Chopping up sprouts. Isn't that what you mentioned?
Yeah, chop up sprouts, have some ham. Have a pork pie for breakfast. That's one.
Nice.
Thing.
That's pork a tradition.
Pork pie for breakfast.
Porky pie.
Ketchup.
Nice.
Bucks Fizz. Boom. That's a great start to the day.
I might get
fuck
a bit
the dental hygiene.
I might get a bit of that for my Christmas.
Big old pork pie. Get a slice of the pork pie in.
Oh.
And then you get this Bucks Fizz. Bob's your uncle. You open up some presents. But yeah.
Can I point out this I've wasn't been... a jingle all the way, and it should have been. Arnold slicing into a pork pie. Put the pork pie down.
Pork, it's delicious.
Your wife's pie.
Oh dear.
So happy Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
This is our first film we did, and as you can tell, it was thorough.
Oh my god, I wish we'd never watched it. I was just watching it and I was just like, something is so ridiculous. There's not a lot to be redeemed from it. You know, it's successful as well. It's not like it was a complete tank.
Yes, you can't even just laugh at it fully.
It's made money. The joke's on us.
The joke is on us.
Huh? We're all the corporate whores that this film talks about, man.
It's saying something. What it's saying is that you suck.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I know about watching this movie, it's like the world sucks.
Well, I'll tell you what we didn't do. We didn't go to an advert. We've done it for an hour now.
Oh, dear.
So, if you listen to this now and you're like, that was annoying, that advert bit. It's us.
Love you.
We haven't done any adverts yet, though. I don't think they've put any adverts in our episodes yet.
No.
I do love them when they happen, though. Don't you?
When I hear an advert, whenever I'm listening to something I enjoy and I hear an advert, I go, I'm happy for them. And I don't resent them.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it nice, people? Excellent.
So yeah, that was Jingle All The Way.
This is the end of another year, Ross.
Fuck me, man. We've been doing this for 2 years?
I'm basically dead now.
In those 2 years, what's happened?
I've grown a beard.
You've grown a beard. Your hair's looking great.
Thanks, man. Had a haircut
you've
as
got
well.
Glasses.
Most of my successes have been hair-based.
Listen, you got the hairs sorted out.
You've started a band.
Great on radio. I've been in a rock band. We got signed to a record label.
Record label, yep.
Thanks for checking us out, if you did.
You've continued to have a girlfriend who's lovely.
You also.
Likewise. Pretty much jet set, aren't we?
We nailed it, man.
Yep.
You getting Warhammer for Christmas this year? I never played Warhammer. I walked into a Warhammer once.
What, did it hurt?
Yes, hit my head right on it.
Doing. Oh. Arnold.
No, I walked into one in Wood Green.
Interesting.
And I was just like, what is this all about? I think it's pretty much what I said.
So you shoved some in your gob.
I was like, what is this? What do you do? What are you doing, Idol?
Who are you?
Yeah, but genuinely, it's just like...
The name of the shop is Games Workshop, by the way.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Don't defend it.
It's part of my childhood, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
You painted them. Because that's the thing. I never had that. That's my problem.
Guys, I was all about the Blood Angels, man. I was very proud of my Dante.
I can see that tattoo on your chest now.
That's absolutely great.
The Last Panther. Do you watch that, Last Panthers?
No.
That's good. Did no one watch this thing?
Is it as good as Warhammer?
I think so. I enjoyed it. Hard
to say. Thanks for listening. We love you. Have a Merry Christmas. If you listened to this before Christmas, if you've only got around to listening to it just after Christmas,
sorry.
Hope you had a good one. And have a great new year, because that's a general catch-all term.
That is a general. What are we going to do next year, Ali?
Probably more Night Nights movies, podcasts, and TV shows and stuff.
That sounds like a good idea.
I
what
think
TV
so too.
Show should we... People are asking, like, oh, you guys should tell us what you're going to do so we can, like, watch.
Yes,
before.
We need to tell them what we're going to do next.
What are we going to do next?
Should we think of it on the spot?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Should it be an American one or a British one?
We did a lot of American, British ones recently.
All right, let's find an American one.
Explains it all.
Yeah, that was Carissa.
We do a British one. Let's do...
Do you want it to be a kid's one or an adult one?
Let's go adult.
Okay, what would you say?
Why wouldn't we do like a big one? Why don't we do like...
a big adult... You know what we should do? Lois and Clark, New Adventures of Superman.
Oh, that would tie up...
our Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Because we have we had a Saturday night streak. So and I reckon with Saturday night streak, we need to bring back your friend of mine.
Specialist. Stephen Allen York. Stephen, if you're listening.
You have been summoned. The S has been put to the sign.
Come,
it's on the clouds.
Stephen, come and record a podcast with us. Your podcast.
Which has a voiceover actor, it's probably very insulting to me, because I could do that far better than you.
Yeah, well, there's a new kid on the scene. So, your job is to watch some, if not just one, of Lois and Clark's New Adventures of Superman.
I remember it, but I don't...
Oh, well, this will blow your mind.
Is it good?
No. It's like Smallville, but like 90s...
I didn't watch Smallville either.
Well, there you go. Anyway, go watch that. Have a great Christmas. Stay have a great life. Stay witchy.
And remember, you're my number one customer.
You're my number one customer.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.